Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Sarah Ressman Cosme is a master hypnotist, a level 3 practitioner of the late Dolores Cannon, a student of Dr. Brian Weiss. Sarah has a passion to reveal hidden or undiscovered knowledge vital to the enlightenment of humanity. Sarah, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, George. Thanks for having me.
I miss Dolores Cannon. She was one of a kind, wasn't she?
Oh, my gosh. I know. She's amazing. And sometimes she even comes through sessions, which is really fantastic.
She's still with us in spirit, isn't she?
Well, she loves the work that she created. And, you know, she says that she helps her practitioners or anybody, you know, who asks.
And Dr. Brian Weiss, he's one of a kind. I love that guy.
He is so sweet. He was my first teacher, and he really helped me really understand, you know, the universe. He's fantastic.
You're kind of different as a hypnotist, because on one hand, you're a hypnotist. We're going to talk about that. But on the other hand, you're very enlightened and spiritual, and you kind of mix them together, don't you?
Yeah, well, the work that I do is so fascinating. I mean, I find out so much stuff, and that's why I'm so passionate about sharing it, because I feel like if people even understood a little bit about the information I receive, they'd be so much less stressed, so much less worried, because I have access to all this amazing information. And how would other people find out about this stuff if I don't share it?
The only other way they would do it is if they died and went to the other side or something, huh?
Right, right.
And there's no sense doing that yet. How did you get involved in hypnotism?
You know, just through my own suffering, having so many problems, I just wanted to find a solution to fix myself. And eventually I got into hypnosis, and that was, you know, the easiest, quickest way. I've just always been one of those people that, you know, wants a quick, easy fix. And I couldn't find anything until I found hypnosis. Hypnosis is just such a great method. You can really change so many things about yourself very quickly. I really feel like it's the new way. It's just easier. I mean, there's so many things you can do with hypnosis. You can find out who you really are. You can find out your true purpose, and you can even heal your body very easily. Because what hypnosis is actually just focused deep concentration. So you focus deeply inwards. You're focusing in on yourself, and you can find out anything in that way. You're just quieting your mind a little bit. You know, people don't really understand what it feels like to be in hypnosis, but what it feels like is it's the same state that you go in and out of, like when you wake up in the morning and you still have access to your dream. In that state, that's deep hypnosis. That's the theta state. And you can find out anything, but it feels like you're awake. So it's kind of, you know, a misconception that you're going to be unconscious.
I've always been told that you cannot hypnotize somebody to do something they don't want to do. Is that true?
That is totally correct. You can't make somebody do something against their will. So like these fun stage hypnosis shows, you know, those people on some level agree to do that. Those are so fun. I love doing that.
Well, what about people's ills like smoking, they drink too much? Will hypnotism really be able to cure that?
You know, only if they also want to quit. So it's just like you can't force somebody to do something against their will. If someone's not ready to quit, then, you know, you really can't get them to quit through hypnosis. It has to be somebody who's willing and ready. But, you know, hypnosis is great because you can find out the root cause of the reason why they do these things. And that's really what I feel like is the best thing about hypnosis, just what, because you can really go inward.
What technique, Sarah, do you use to hypnotize people?
Oh, well, you know, I use Dolores Cannon's method of quantum healing hypnosis technique. And that's the method that I use, you know, every day, because I do this work almost every single day. And it's very easy. Really, all it is people are just quieting their mind a little bit. So they get in a very deep, relaxed state. And then I bring them to the very deepest level of trance. And then we go through a past life or lives or wherever, you know, they go or are shown. And then I access their all-knowing, all-loving aspect of themselves, the higher consciousness. But what's really fascinating to me, George, is that when you take anyone through this process and you go deep within anyone, you reach the same place. You reach universal consciousness. And in that way, that's how I find out all this information. You can access anything in that state, and it's through each person. So essentially, you know, when people talk about us all being one, it's really true. We are all one. You can tap into that field through hypnosis. It's really fascinating.
We've got a lot of people driving, truck drivers and people driving at night, so let's not hypnotize them while they're driving, right? Do you do it with your voice, or do you have a little pendulum or something like that?
No, I use my voice, and I basically just take them through a series of relaxation. It's like a relaxation exercise. And so first they start to feel kind of heavy in the chair, and then their eyes feel, okay, I don't want to hypnotize anyone. I feel tired. And they feel very relaxed, and then they sink even deeper than that. And when they do that, their mind opens up, and they can find out anything. So, you know, when Dolores was working, it was really interesting because when Dolores was doing her work, this information was just so unacceptable. So it was almost hidden more, and you had to go deeper to find it. It wasn't just available. But now it's so exciting because this information is everywhere. I mean, it's just so fascinating. But what I think is one of the things that never gets old is how people can heal themselves with hypnosis. Because basically, what we don't understand about our bodies is that we've never really learned is that our bodies are messengers. So anytime you have any kind of physical issue, it's really a message for us to look inwards and figure out what the message is. So whatever it is, we're supposed to get this message. And then once we get the message, it can be released and healed. And it can be very simple. People heal all kinds of things just by getting the message. Like just for instance, sometimes some of my clients will have like a right foot injury or right leg injury. And the body is so literal, and literally what these type of things mean is that you're either not going in the right direction, or the feet, maybe you don't feel stable currently in your current life. The right side of the body is usually stuff happening right now, and the left side of the body is usually the past, whether the past in this current life or the past in a different lifetime. The body is so literal. I mean, sometimes some of my clients will have issues with their hands, and it's really fascinating because their higher consciousness will say, oh, that's because they're holding on too tightly to either the past or to things going on right now. I mean, it's amazing how literal the body is, and eye issues oftentimes, it's because people don't want to see something, mm-hmm. or maybe they don't want to see clearly what's going on around them. Hearing a lot, either, you know, sometimes it depends on which ear, but sometimes if it's the right ear, it means someone's like yelling or saying things they don't really want to hear in this current life. So the body is sending them a message. And when you tune into your body, you can figure out what it is that the body is sending you based on where it is in your body that you have an issue. Like, for instance, excuse me, like lungs. Like, a lot of times people have lung issues because of stored grief. They haven't fully processed grief, like lung cancer or any kind of lung issues are oftentimes just the body's way of telling you, look, you have more grief to, you know, release from your body. It's really interesting, all this information that comes out in these sessions and how easy it is for people to heal themselves when they tune into themselves.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Sirhan Sirhan, the convicted assassin of Robert F. Kennedy, listens to this show quite often, by the way. He's probably listening tonight. And, of course, a parole board recommended he be paroled. Some of the Kennedy members in the family recommended it, but the governor of California nixed it, so he's still in prison. But he has always said he doesn't recall what happened. And he was there, he had a gun in his hand, but there could have been other shooters and, you know, who knows what. But my point is, could he have been hypnotized to do what they allege that he did and convicted him?
That's interesting, because you can't hypnotize somebody to do something against their will.
Well, what if he wanted to do it?
Unless,
but he was afraid to do it or something. I mean, a lot of people would say to you, I would do this, but they don't do it.
Right. Well, there's also programming as far as mind control, which happens all around us all the time. And I guess, in a sense, if they were programmed from to want to do it, then it would be possible, yes.
I mean, wanting to do it and actually doing it are two different things. But if the person deep down inside, let's say he had a hatred for Robert Kennedy, Sirhan was, mm-hmm. he's Palestinian, he had his gripes, He thought Robert F. Kennedy was not favoring the Palestinian people. So what if he, in his head, says, you know, I could kill him? But he really wouldn't go through it. But under hypnosis, would that make that happen?
Well, it really depends, but you could find out. I mean, you could hypnotize him and take him to the scene and see what happened. I've had clients that come.
That's interesting. If he'd have to be willing to do that, obviously.
He would. But I have had clients that have come in just for that purpose. I had one client to come in. She came in because she wanted to find out how her uncle was murdered. And it was really interesting because when I brought her under hypnosis, she found out. And this is what's really fascinating about hypnosis and tapping into that field. You can find out anything.
Do you tell the truth? Do you tell the truth under hypnosis?
Yes.
Okay, and what did she find out?
She found out that her uncle wasn't intentionally murdered. It was a party. There were a bunch of people at a party, and it was an accident. And so somebody was drunk. They backed their car into him. He was getting into his car, and it was an accident, and they didn't know what to do, so they covered it up. And she also was able to find out the names of people. So the next day, everything is confidential, but the next day I got a call from an investigator. But I'm not allowed to say anything. I'm not allowed to.
I understand.
Totally personal.
There's a little client privilege there, right?
Of course, of course.
But that would be interesting if you could hypnotize Sirhan, take him back to 1968 during that event, and explain what's going on. I mean, maybe he could say there were two other shooters there or something. Is that possible?
Well, of course. Oh, definitely, of course. And it's very easy. You just bring the person back into that time, and they can look around and find out what's happening.
When somebody's hypnotized, are they like asleep? Are their eyes open or closed?
That's a really great question. No, they're not asleep at all. In fact, it's akin to deep meditation. So they have awareness of everything. They have more awareness than when they're asleep. It's like if you are really focusing on a daydream, say you just really get into this daydream and you're focusing in on it, you can find out more and more about what it is that you're seeing in your daydream, and you just go deeper into it, and the rest of the world kind of fades away, and you're not really paying attention to the rest of the world. It's sort of like that. It feels like a daydream. You can really focus in and find out anything, but you're not asleep. That's a big misconception. You're not unconscious.
But eyes open or closed?
You know, sometimes people's eyes open, but it really doesn't matter. Most people feel they can tune in better and deeper with their eyes closed, but it doesn't matter.
I remember back in the early television days, a hypnotist would be on TV variety shows and would hypnotize 10 people lined up. Remember, they'd bring them all up on stage and they'd make them dance like ducks and sing and like chickens and stuff like that. It was hilarious.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love that stuff.
But, you know, was that real?
I used to do that a little bit. It was really fun.
You used to quack like a duck or hypnotize people?
No, I used to hypnotize people. I used to wanted to be a stage hypnotist. And, you know, it was just a lot of fun. But I really like the healing aspect more. And I really want to help people as much as I can. So that's why I chose, you know, Dolores Cannon's method.
Well, with Sarah Breskman Cosme, how long does it take to hypnotize somebody?
Well, the method that I use, Dolores Cannon's method, it's about a 5-hour session because they're so intense.
5 hours? Whoa. Is that 5 hours of questioning the person or 5 hours to put them under?
No, putting them under is very easy and quick, but the whole session takes about 5 hours because in the beginning, you go over the person's life and you find out everything that ever happened to them, basically like the significant things. And you do that because you want to know what questions to ask their subconscious, their higher self. And that way you can really make sense of their life. And then the actual session takes about two hours. I try not to keep people under for more than 2 hours because people feel sort of groggy if it's longer than that. So I try to stick to 2 hours.
Will somebody come out of it on their own, or do they need you to pull them out of it?
Oh, no, you can come out of it on your own. But, of course, I always take a lot of precautions. Because here's
an example. You've got somebody hypnotized. They're deep into this hypnotized state, and you die sitting there for some reason. Sadly enough, you pass on. Are they going to be okay?
Oh, of course. They'll either be so deep that they go to sleep for a little bit and then wake up, or they'll just wake up.
They would wake up and see you dead and not know what happened, right?
No, they would know. They would be able to figure it out. No, it's not that you get stuck into hypnosis or anything like that. It's the same state that you go through when you're waking up in the morning. So in that in-between state, you feel as if you're fully awake, but you're not. That's deep hypnosis. That's it. So they would just wake up all the way.
I mean, if you were yelling to them to help me, I'm passing out, please help me, could they snap out of it and help you?
It depends. It might take them a little while to kind of figure out what's going on because they are in that state. But, you know, most of the time, I don't think it would take very long at all because they do have more awareness. But it does feel a little groggy when you're coming out. It's just like when you're waking up in the morning. Some people don't take a little while to fully wake up, and it's the same thing. Same for people coming out of hypnosis. They might feel a little groggy, a little bit out of it, you know, for just a couple minutes.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.